Okay, this is August 6th, and the topic this month is sitting on the right side.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life. But all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of this essential truth of our being. What does that mean? That means that we truly are one with this thing that we call God, that we are gods in the making, and we must remember that there is absolutely no separation going on whatsoever. There is only God. So if there is only God, you have to be some part of that, or you must be the whole enchilada. And I'm going to say that we're the whole enchilada because there's no other way to be. So, with that said, that gets rid of this idea of separation, which the world wants to tell us all the time that we are separate, that we are desperate human beings, that we are put on this plane of action, and that we have no choice, and we do have choice. And we can choose out of any situation that we are in by reminding ourselves that there is a power in the universe for good, and we are part of that power, and we can use that power. Tonight's topic for the whole, well, we'll start tonight and we'll run through the month, is sitting on the right hand side, or sitting on the right. I came up with that title because of we're teaching mind here. And I don't know how many people listen to their minds all the time, or if they don't listen to their mind. But if you remember that on the left, this side will always tell you something bad. This side will always tell you something good. It's your choice. Which way do you want to sit? What voice do you want to listen to? You've all heard the thing that this master teacher Jesus sits on the right hand of God. And that's what we want to realize, that we are sitting on the right hand of God also. And then we can receive information. When I'm having a problem or a difficult time or something, I sit down and I listen to this side. I do not listen to that side. This side will always get you in trouble. At least it always has gotten me in trouble. So when I come up with these things, I come up with them because I've used them myself. And you can call this a tool, you can call it a technique. So if you're having difficulty with anything, check on the right-hand side and see what's going on over there. And give up the left-hand side, because it's not going to get you what you want, and it's not going to get you where you want to be. We can use this technique all the time. And that, if we want to call it the still small voice, or if we want to call it the voice of the universe, the voice of God, is going to be on the right hand side. So I just look that way and I listen over here. Because when you're having any type of a situation, you come up with all kinds of scenarios. There's all kinds of internal dialogue going on, and you have to decide which dialogue and which scenario you want to choose. That's all life is about, is choosing the correct scenario that your mind comes up with. You can come up with any scenario you want, any thinking that you want. We are able and we're capable of thinking anything. But is it getting us where we want to go? We can think wrong thoughts, and we immediately know that, or at least I do whenever I'm thinking from the left-hand side. I know perfectly well that it's not going right. When I think from the right-hand side, I know that things are going to turn out right. So I let that go, and if you want to use that expression, let go and let God, it gives you an idea that you're not here on this plane of action without help of some type. You see, most people think that we're thrown down here and we're victims and this is a horrible situation that we're in. This is not a horrible situation that we're in. This is a wonderful situation that we're in. And we have to realize that. And we realize that by listening to the right dialogue. And the right dialogue is going to be on the right-hand side. So it goes back to the idea in the Bible where it says Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God. So we have to be sitting on the right hand of God also, because remember, God does not show favorites. And we also know that in the Bible it says God's only begotten Son, and everyone thinks, well, Jesus was God's only Son. We are all begotten of God, so we're all sons and daughters of God. It wasn't only this man called Jesus. The church would like you to think those thoughts, that Jesus was somebody special. Jesus was not somebody special. He was, and he wasn't. If you want to do it, you can do it also. If you want to be Christed, you can become Christed. To become Christed is raising up in consciousness to have a Christ consciousness. That's all that happened with this man called Jesus. He was able to pierce reality, to see through reality, and come up with the truth. The truth being that he was not separated from this thing called God or this thing called the universe. And science is proving this more and more and more with quantum physics. They know now, with even the small particles, that everything is working together. Everything is working together. When I was in school and so forth, we talked about space and so forth, and we thought space contained nothing, you know, except planets and stuff. Space is just crammed full of things. There's no such thing as empty space. It's just crammed full of things. Small things that you cannot see. Things that are doing things. Things that are creating what you do see. Now, I think that that is the mind of God, or the activity of God and so forth. We cannot see it. But we can do different experiments to prove that space is not empty. So, information has to be coming to us all the time. And I'm going to say that that information comes on the right-hand side. So think of that when you want to answer to any question. Just turn your head. Use this as a technique. And turn your head and see if you don't get a different answer over here than on the left-hand side. Most people don't listen to either side. They go down the middle somewhere. But you can listen to this thing called God. You can make your life what you want it to be. You can certainly have a wonderful living experience that so many people out there are not experiencing. They just cannot seem to get themselves together to realize this thing called God is working in, as, and through you every minute of every day, and that you can use it to bring into your life what you want. And that's what this teaching is all about. That this power, this intelligence, this wisdom is out there for everybody. And I think in this day and age, when we know about the World Wide Web and so forth, all that information is in where? In space. So space is just crowded with information. So it must be crowded with all kinds of God information also. So you have to say to yourself, I may not know the answer to this, but I know that God knows the answer to this. And then let God do it. Let God do it. See, we're all working so hard. We all want to become more spiritual. We all want to become this, that, and the other thing. But in order to do that, you have to let go. You have to get yourself out of the way. You have to get your bloated nothingness out of the way. I was hoping tonight that Tim would come, because last week, in questions and answers, he brought up a question about desire and so forth, and about Buddhism. We use a lot of expressions and things from the Buddha, but this is not a Buddhist teaching. But here is a little thing that I found which I thought would help him. A man said to Buddha, I want happiness. Buddha said, first, remove the I. That's ego. Then remove the want. That's desire. See now, you are left with only happiness. Remove the I, remove the want, and you have happiness. You have to remove those things from your life. Do we do that in this teaching? Sometimes yes and sometimes no, because we teach in this teaching that you can manifest what you desire. The Buddhists want you to reach happiness by not desiring anything. That Aunt Catherine that I often talk about, the one who made her transition several years ago, she once said, "Dallas, you know, I want for nothing. I want for nothing." She was absolutely content. She never wanted anything. Things came to her constantly. But she did not want something. She didn't say, "I need a new dress. I want this. I want that." Anything like that. She just settled back. And if you just settle back and give up that idea of the I, which is the ego, and the desire, everything is there for you. And there's where your happiness is. We think we have to strive constantly for something. We are always setting goals. Humans, I should say, are always setting goals. The world is setting goals. This must be done. We must obtain this. We must do this. We must. Instead of just setting back and realizing that everything is moving along exactly the way it's supposed to be moving along. Exactly the way it's supposed to be moving along. We're advancing. We're doing all kinds of wonderful things, and we will keep doing that. And what we don't know today, we will find out tomorrow. Because this thing of technology and science and everything is learning, learning, learning. Because what are they doing? They're all probing the mind of God. Everything is contained in the mind of God. Einstein said, when they were looking for the unified equation, an equation that would unify everything, he said, "We will find it, and when we do, it'll be a very simple thing." But the human mind wants to make everything difficult. Stop making your life difficult. Accept your life exactly the way it is, and it will start to change. Just say, "I'm absolutely happy with myself, exactly the way I am, exactly where I am," and things will change. It's in the wanting and the desiring and all that kind of stuff that we get mixed up. And we put more time and effort into that than sitting around and just enjoying ourselves, enjoying life, and letting life come to you. Life will come to you, but not when you're pushing against it all the time with all this frantic wanting and desiring and whatever else we're doing out there. Years ago, I just stopped all that kind of stuff because I remembered the saying, "Smell the flowers along the way." And I was rushing from here to there, from here to there. I wasn't seeing anything. I wasn't smelling anything. I wasn't having a good time. When you slow down, you can smell the flowers along the way. And that's what we want to do. That's what this whole thing is about. So, back to sitting on the right-hand side of God, or the right thing, I just think of something on my shoulder that's telling me the right stuff to do. And it's on my right side. This side, I just don't go to because I'm very bad over there. So just think of that and say, "Oh, I can find the answer to this," and just wait a moment. It will come to you. I promise you that. I use these techniques all the time. I experiment with all this stuff. I think I told you many times, I don't tell you anything that I haven't proven. If I cannot prove it, I don't talk about it. If I haven't done it, I don't talk about it. So, I can actually sit here and tell you that this works for me. And if it works for me, it has to work for you, you know. You may think, "Oh, well, I read more books than I do this." Something that has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. If I can do it, you can do it. Why is that? Because we're all one. Because we're all one, and what's known in one place in mind must be known in all places in mind. So if I know something, you have to know it also. Otherwise, I could not know it. And that's what you'll find out in your practitioner class. That's how you heal somebody. You heal somebody by knowing that they're already whole and complete and perfect. And you stay with that thought. You do not allow the appearance to change your thought, to negate that at all. And so you stay with that, it will come. It will come to you. Easy. Simple. This teaching is easy. This teaching is simple. And we keep trying to make it difficult. You are here on this plane of action to enjoy your life, to have fun with your life, and to come to the self-realization that you are one with this thing called God. It boils down to the idea of what you are seeking is seeking you. If you sit, it will find you. It boils down also to ask, and ye shall receive. If you don't know the answer to something, say, I don't know the answer to this, but I know that you do, God, and I'm going to get the answer. I'm going to get the answer. Otherwise, there's no point to this teaching, and there's certainly no point to having a God. What would be the point of having a God if you couldn't use God, if God couldn't do these things for you? We would just be a big sham, wouldn't it? We don't want that. We don't want it to be a sham. We want God to exist. But not in this way that these brand name churches are teaching God in some place called heaven and sitting on the throne and doing this, that, and the other thing. It's a power. It's an intelligence. It's a wisdom. It is life itself. It is life itself. And we cannot put human qualities on this thing. Yet, people constantly try to do it. And churches, brand name churches, constantly try to make this thing human. If you're trying to make God human, you're going to fail all the time. You're just going to fail at it. This thing called God is beyond thoughts and words. It's beyond thoughts and words. I can't figure it out. I can figure some of it out, very small. But what I can figure out works for me. It works for me. So I use what I can with it. I use that. I'll give you simple examples of how I use this. Tomorrow, I've invited people to lunch. But before I invited those people to lunch, I started to throw things out. 6 people. I threw so many things out, I now only have 4 plates. So two people are not going to have plates. So I say, oh, I could go buy 2 plates, matching, of course. It has to be matching. So I said, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know how to do this, but I know you do. So you do it. Today, Carolyn calls and said, my husband can't come with me. He has to work. Now we're down to 5. Ran into another woman. She says, oh, I have an MRI tomorrow. I can't make it, Dallas. Now, I have my 4 people and 4 plates. That's how this thing works. People say, if these are miracles. This is the way the universe works for you. This is the way God works for you. Instead of stressing out and doing all this kind of thing, when you get in that predicament, you say, I don't know how this is going to resolve itself. It's a mystery to me, but I know it's going to resolve itself. So I don't get all discombobulated. And I certainly wasn't going to run out and buy 2 plates just to do it. Now, I would have. Years ago, I would have run out and bought the 2 plates. And then probably the people would have shown up. But since I only have four plates left, and these are plastic plates that I take out to the pool, it resolved itself. It resolved itself. This is how I allow this teaching to work in my life. Now, that may sound absolutely simple to you, but it's a great thing to me. A great thing to me. When I used to rent apartments, when I was managing properties and so forth, I often rented the same apartment to three different people. And my mother once said, "Oh, Dallas, what if they all show up?" I said, "They won't. Only the right person will show up. And always the right person showed up for those things." This is how you use this. This is how you... I mean, I didn't know which one was going to show up. But I knew only one would show up. The rest would back out in some form. You probably find that in real estate a lot. You have to let go. You do not know. And that's why... use this technique of asking where, what, how on the right hand side so that you're getting the correct information. You're getting the correct information. Now, I may have gotten a little, and I wouldn't say stressed out, I would say I got a little bit concerned about this six people and four plates. But tonight, before I left the house, the one woman called and canceled. So I was down to five, and then now I'm down to four, and it's going to work out just perfectly. It's going to work out correctly. This is what I mean by this. This thing called God will help you in every little way. People think, "Oh, well, I'll save God till the last moment." I never save God till the last moment. I use God right away. Why would you want to wait till the last moment? You remember the ship that was sinking, and they tried this, they tried that, and da 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 da, and finally the captain said, "Well, I guess we'll have to pray." And a woman said, "Oh my God, has it come down to that? Has it come down?" It should always, the first thing you should do is pray. Not, "Oh, has it come down to, oh my God, I have to rely on prayer." Why do we think that prayer is the last resort? It should be the first resort. It should be the first resort. We want to grow in this and be able to grow in this and be able to know that there's something out there helping you all the time. You have to use these little simple examples that I use. Now, you can use them on a great big scale if you want. I'm quite content when all the little things, which I call the nits and fleas of life, go away. See? Let the nits and fleas go away. Don't let all this little stuff be bugging you all the time. That is not what we were here for. And that's certainly not what this thing called God is all about. God is here to help you in every moment of your life, in every situation in your life. Just say, "I do not know, but I know you do. You handle it. You do this for me." Instead of thinking, "Oh, I have to do all the work around here." That's the ego talking when you think that you have to do all the work. You have to do it all yourself. There's no one out there to help you. The world likes to teach you that you're separated and that you have it all to do yourself. You do not. This thing called God, this force, this energy, this life is there for you. So use it, and use it in your life for all the little things along with all the big things. But if you take care of all the little things, you're not going to have the big things. It's not going to be a big problem for you. So all these little things that I tell you, I use, and they actually work. Now, you may say, "Well, he's way off base, or that, isn't it?" I'm not teaching God here. I am teaching God, but I'm not teaching God. I'm teaching mind. and how your mind works. You're saying. And your mind will work for you. Because of the vibrational and the energy that you're putting out, it will draw to you what you want. So when I realized I had six people and only four plates, I knew something had to happen. And I wasn't about ready to call and say, well, you can't come, I don't have a plate for you. You know, I told you the story before. I often people call and say, oh, can I come for the weekend, or can come do this and the other? I think, oh, I don't know. I say, yes, you can. And they call and say, oh, we can't make it. And say, oh, too bad. Hang up. Don't do it, you know. Let this thing work for you. God knows what's going on. Certainly God knows what's going on in my life. And I don't put up with that kind of stuff. So, use this. Use this. This is what this teaching is all about. And we just seem to miss the point that it doesn't have to be big. And that doesn't have to be a big thing. To me, that was an absolute miracle because I didn't have to do anything. It resolved itself. Allow, if you're in a situation, say, God, resolve this for me. And His power will resolve it for you. God does not want you showing up with egg on your face. No, God's going to protect you. Why? Because you are God. You are God and God is you. It's one and the same thing. Absolutely. And then you learn, and this is how you build your faith, and this is how you say, oh, there is something nice going on in my life. There's a wonderful power going on in my life. And you remind yourself that you are the beloved in whom this thing called God is well pleased. You have to keep reminding yourself of those things. The world is not going to do that. Other people are not going to do that for you. You must do that for yourself. So the whole idea is not only to have fun and joy and self-realization while you're here, it's to learn to use this power, to learn to use this thing called God. Remember, I say God, everyone knows that God is mighty, but very few people know that God is useful. And if you say, I'm using God, then, oh my, that's blasphemy. Well, it's not blasphemy to say you're using God. What else are you going to use? Certainly not your intellect, and certainly not your finite mind. It's not going to get you anywhere. Not going to get you anywhere. But when you know that the power is behind you 100% and will help you even in these tiny little situations, it will help you in the big situations. It will always be there to help you. Always be there to help you. So let's look at that. And that's from now on, when you have it, use that as a technique in your life. Say, I don't know the answer, but I know you do, God. And then look on your right and see if an answer doesn't come. It has always worked for me, and the right answer has always come. And the more you do it, the faster the answer comes. Because you start to build your faith in this. You see? And that's all faith is building it. You know, people say, oh, you have so much faith. Not me. They don't say that about me. They say that about other people. Oh, you have so much faith. Well, you have to build that faith. You have to build that faith from day one. And you just keep building it till you absolutely have it. Till you absolutely have it. You can read all the books in the world and you can do all this stuff, but if you can't do it, if you can't make this thing work, what's the sense of it? What is the sense of it? It's, you are here to use this. So learn to use it, and use it to bring better things into your life. Better things that you want in your life. If your life isn't wonderful, please, please use it. Keep it going. All right, let me do some cards. We're always going to be talking about mind. We're always going to be talking about vibration. We're always going to be talking about energy. And I think you know from years of teaching that where thought goes, energy flows. Where you put your focus, where you put your thought, energy goes there. If you want to heal something, you put your thought there, and the energy goes there and heals what you want. Now, when I say heal, that's physical, mental, spiritual, financial. Abundance and prosperity, you know, that's a healing when you get abundance and prosperity. Because you healed yourself, you brought yourself out of poverty. And that's a healing. And you do that by setting up new vibrations and by using your thinking or your mind. Of your mind. So, by changing the lower vibrational energies of your thought to higher vibrations, you set into motion energy that seeks to match your higher desires. To seek to match your higher desires. And I say this, and I'll probably be saying it till I leave this plane of action. Everyone wants abundance and prosperity. Abundance and prosperity is everywhere around us. We come from a source of abundance and prosperity. Therefore, we must be abundant and we must be prosperous because we came from that source. But we don't see it in our lives because our thinking is into lack and limitation. Because we listen to the world and the world tells you that there's lack going on. There is no lack in the mind of God. There is no lack on this planet. There are many difficulties, but there's no such thing as lack on this plane of action. No such thing as lack. Get your thoughts in line with what you want. See yourself as prosperous and abundant. See yourself with the money that you want, with the money you desire. And think on those things. And when lack and limitation comes into your mind, remove it. Go over here to the right hand side. And say, oh, I see. The world is abundant. And I am part of that abundance. And I'm claiming it for myself now. Most of the time that we're not getting what we want is because we're not claiming it. And because what? We don't feel that we are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. With that, let's do the matter thing. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes, remember that. You matter, and you certainly matter to this thing called God, or this thing called the universe. You matter to it, and you must learn to matter to yourself. This is a wonderful one. Look upon your entire history as a series of steps you absolutely needed to take in order to bring you to the present realization of your endless potential for abundance. You see, we get, oh, well, all those years, I didn't get it. So you think you're still... No, that past has nothing. Remember, live from your imagination. My wonderful thing that I remind myself, and I remind many people of this, is God will always give you back the years at the locus ate. Will always give you back those years. So do that. Look upon your entire history as a series of steps you absolutely needed to take in order to bring you to the present realization of your endless potential for abundance. You had to take every one of those steps to come to the point that you are now. There are no accidents in the universe. Your life is not an accident. The circumstances in your life, you may think, oh, geez, if this wouldn't have happened or that wouldn't have happened. No, those things needed to happen to expand you so that you can see your abundance, so that you can see that in yourself. You have a potential for abundant living. Use that potential. You have attracted into your life exactly what you've chosen to align with. That's said in so many different ways. But you have attracted. You are who you are, and you have in your life what you have in your life because of the way you are thinking. You have to align yourself with what you want. It's all done with mind. It's all done with your thinking process. And we constantly fail to see that. We think it's something else causing it. There's nothing else out there causing anything. Everything that's being done is done inside of you, and it's done with your thinking. So, get your thinking in line with what you want, with your desires, your wants, with your abundance, and see yourself having it right here and right now. And it will come into your life. It will come into your life. I sit, as I told you, every day and look at all the things that I have and say, thank you. I'm grateful for all this. Where some of it comes from, I have no idea. But it comes and it comes and it comes. This week alone, I was gifted with at least, it must have come to $350 worth of theater tickets. $350 worth of theater tickets. That's abundance and prosperity. That's abundance and prosperity. Why does that happen? Because I allow myself to receive. I open myself to receive. When somebody says to me, here's $100 theater ticket, and the one theater ticket came with parking. Came with parking. I never saw that before. The parking's already paid for. You have to know. You have to open yourself. You have to be willing to receive. We're not taught to receive. My cousin, who was a Lutheran, she's no longer on this plane of action. She always said, oh, I can give, but I never can receive. I just can't receive. And we hear that, remember, in the Bible, it's more blessed to give than to receive. You have to learn to receive. You have to open yourself up to that and say, I'm worthy of this. I'm worthy of receiving this. You see, I'm not taking anything away from anybody else. But the theater tickets, who else is going to go to the theater? You know, I was delighted. Here. Tickets to the theater with parking. Never in my life have I... You know, I've had people give me theater tickets, but never did they give me theater tickets which included parking. You just have to keep opening yourself, and know that this is absolutely possible. So ask this side. Say, am I open? And what am I doing incorrectly? Where is my thinking on this? You see? And then change your thinking, and if you can't change your thinking, what do you do? You ask this thing, this power, this wisdom, this intelligence that we call God to change your mind for you. You ask that. Spirit can do for you what you cannot do. It can find your right place and put you in it. But you must ask. You must ask and open yourself to it. Don't be so stubborn. I want to do it myself. No. Open yourself to this. You have to be open to be able to receive. And most people are closed down. Or they feel ashamed. Oh, I couldn't take those tickets. I said, thank you very much. Do you have any more? No, no. I'm trying to get into the Book of Mormon. It's like letting little hints for that. But yeah, why not? They're out there. Things are out there. You have to open yourself to this. You have to open yourself to be able to receive. And we don't open ourselves enough to receive all the wonderful gifts that are in store for us. You see, because we were taught differently. We were taught that that isn't the way to do it. I'm learning. The way to do it is to open myself. I went to see on Sunday, here again, free tickets, Memphis. Wonderful at the Pantages Theater. Wonderful production. Great singing, great dancing. Wonderful time. But I didn't say, oh, I couldn't go, I don't have the money. Oh, I couldn't take that ticket from you. Give me that ticket. Do these things for yourself. Open yourself to this power. Open yourself to the universe. If the universe is abundant, and we all say that all the time, and we're part of that abundance, if we're not getting it, it has to be something that we're doing. And what we're doing is not opening ourselves to it. We have to open. You have to open your mind to it. You have to open your being to it. You have to open your spirit to it. And it will work for you. Now, I said one little thing, and I'm going to bring that back up because this is a very important thing that I've used throughout my life. If you want a new job, a new thing, if you want an audition and so forth, if you want a sitcom, whatever you want in life, you say to yourself, Spirit can do for me what I cannot do. It can find my right place and put me in it. That's what Spirit does for you. It finds your right place and puts you in it. Try it. It works every time. It works every time. Okay. Here. This is a wonderful, well, we'll call it an affirmation. It is my intention to think thoughts that vibrate perfectly with my desire to be abundant in all areas of my life. I realize any and all thoughts that put my focus. I release any and all thoughts that put my focus and therefore my pulling power on what has or hasn't been. What has or hasn't been. That's that idea that we keep going back and saying it didn't happen yesterday or last week or this relationship, and so you just keep repeating the damn same thing. It has nothing to do with what has or hasn't been. It has to do with living in the moment. It has to do with giving up all those things. It has to do with living from your imagination and not your history. History is a wonderful thing, and I'm glad we have history and so forth. But if you keep living from it, that's why it keeps repeating itself. So, at this moment in your life, if you're not having the abundance that you want, be willing to open yourself to it. And say, I am opening myself to the flow of the universe, to the abundance in the universe. And then watch it come to you. And then be grateful for it. And keep saying more, please. Don't stop and all that. Just keep bringing it. Bring it on. I can handle it. That's what this power is for. That's what this power is for. So, the answer to any of your problems, to any of your situations, is always there for you, and it's always going to be on the right. So if you just visualize here again, now we realize that this man called Jesus is not sitting on the right hand of God. That's a wonderful, wonderful saying, and it's a wonderful visualization for you. So why don't you say that to yourself? I'm sitting on the right hand of God. And God is sitting on my right shoulder, right here and right now, and revealing to me all the things I need to know. And revealing to me all the things I need to know so that my life works perfectly. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.